In this bulletin, several arrests in Sydney with thousands marching against the lockdown as case numbers keep rising. The federal government rejects claims it's not doing enough to protect the Great Barrier Reef. And day one of the Tokyo Olympics. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Police have made several arrests during an anti-lockdown protest in Sydney, which has seen thousands of people out on the streets. Footage on social media shows large crowds with little social distancing and minimal mask wearing. Authorities fear anti-lockdown protests could become super-spreading events, leading to an extension of current restrictions. A similar protest has taken place in Melbourne. A federal Labor MP from Western Sydney is urging people in New South Wales to comply with the COVID-19 restrictions. Jason Clare's Blaxland electorate includes suburbs severely impacted by the current outbreak. New South Wales has recorded 163 locally acquired cases, and 45 of those were infectious in the community. Jason Clare says people need to follow the health advice and do their best to access Australia's limited supplies of vaccine.
The only good reason to leave home is to get food, to get medicine, to get a COVID test, or to get a vaccination. There's not a lot of people leaving home to get a vaccination at the moment, or at least not enough. Why? Because Scott Morrison stuffed it up last year when he didn't buy enough vaccines. We've got half the country locked down at the moment and barely 10% of the country vaccinated.
New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says he's disappointed states and territories have rejected the New South Wales Premier's request for additional Pfizer vaccine. He says New South Wales has always helped other states through bushfires and floods, and that it disturbs him that states aren't working together. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says his state is happy to help, but won't be giving away vaccine supplies.
There was a discussion at the National Cabinet yesterday, and it's very clear that we will not be sending our vaccines from South Australia to New South Wales. Of course, we're happy to help with contact tracing where we can, and other supports to other states when they find themselves in this situation. But in fact, all Australians need to get vaccinated when it is due. We don't know where this disease is going to hit next.
The Australian Medical Association says it fears Sydney might have passed the point of no return in the ability of lockdown measures to contain the Delta variant. Vice President Dr. Chris Moy says the lockdown could have to stay in place not to squash the virus, but to keep case numbers at manageable levels.
If you let it go and the infectivity of the Delta is so great, the number of people will end up in hospital and then the hospitals will be overrun. And then all you're doing then is hanging on in a lockdown mode until you can get enough people vaccinated and protected.
The Labor Party is calling for more action to protect the Great Barrier Reef after it avoided being added to UNESCO's In Danger list. In 2015, the reef also narrowly escaped being listed as in danger. Labor's climate change spokesman, Chris Bowen, says the federal government has lobbied to avoid an in danger listing and is not doing enough to protect the reef.
There's been 5 bleaching episodes in 3 years. There's been multiple warnings over the recent years by UNESCO. We know that the barrier reef is one of, if not the most, at risk environmental wonder from climate change. The government seems adamant to get the Great Barrier Reef off the endangered list, but they don't seem so determined to get it out of danger.
Environment Minister Susan Lee says there's no case for an endanger listing, with the government investing $3 billion in protecting the Great Barrier Reef.
An in danger listing is something reserved for countries who have actually been recalcitrant, not managed their properties, not consulted properly with the World Heritage Committee, and not taken the action that they should have. None of that applies to Australia.
In sport, the first day of the Tokyo Olympics has begun following last night's opening ceremony. The Australian women's football team, the Matildas, are up against Sweden tonight. In cycling, the men's road race kicks off just days after a brutal Tour de France. And in water polo, the Australian women's team will be taking on Canada. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a shower or two and 19 degrees. Adelaide, showers with wind easing and 15. Melbourne, similar conditions, a top of 13. Hobart, a shower or two and 9 degrees. Canberra, a few showers with a top of 8. Wollongong, windy, partly cloudy and 15. Sydney, windy and mostly sunny, 15. Newcastle, partly cloudy and windy with a top of 16. Brisbane, becoming windy and sunny and 21 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.